Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord, and welcome everyone to NBARadio.com. And we are here today in our special featured presentation of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast with our international host and chief, Dr. Bernard Johnson. But as you know, he's asked someone, amen, to stand in for him today because he's taken a much-needed sabbatical. And hold on one moment as we receive whom he has scheduled to facilitate for us this morning. Please hold on just a moment. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. We're just going to check and see that we have evangelist, ambassador-elect evangelist for Tanya Williams. Ambassador-elect Williams, are you here? All right. Well, eventually she'll be joining us a little later. And glory be to God that until she comes, we just want to say good morning once again to each and every one of you and to our vast audience, those that are listening from all over the world. God bless each and every one of you. And this is the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. Yes. And our founder is Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. And we do send shouts out to him this morning and to Ambassador First Lady Betty Johnson, who is the First Lady and the wife of our Chief as well in this ministry. We are send shouts out to the Minister family. Our shout out, amen, to Mother Adelie Johnson, Mother to the Nations, Ambassador in her own right. We give God praise and we just thank God for each and every one of you, all of our ambassadors and their families. Thank God for the ambassadors-elect and their families, for the entire staff. Thank God for Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagan, who is my husband, and as well as my pastor. And I just thank God, amen, for everybody, regardless of who you are, what country you've logged on from, regardless of your status quo in life, we just welcome all of you to the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. Good God Almighty. And I'm telling you, and before we go any further, we want to get a word of prayer. Almighty. Hallelujah. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. Right now, we're just going to open up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. I'm going to ask Sister Linda Forche. She's normally the first on the line. I'm going to ask her if she'd be so kind and willing to do God a service at this time. Ambassador-elect Linda Forche, if you'd come and lead us to the throne of grace as our brief opening invocation. At this time, let us all receive Ambassador-elect Linda Forche.
For the praise.
Prayer, yes, a brief prayer. Brief prayer, yes, invocation.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning for letting us see another day that wasn't promised to us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you because you've been so good to us. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to thank you because you have been better to us than we've been to ourselves. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you for this for this prayer line, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Dr. Johnson, for letting us be on this prayer line this morning. Lord Jesus, we just want to give you the praise and bless everyone that's on the prayer line this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and we're going to give you the praise. And we just going to thank you, Lord. And these many blessings we ask in Son Jesus' name. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much. And that's like Selena Farkey, all the way from Utah. God bless you. Thank God. Oh, my. And to God be the glory. To God be glory. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. Can we get a praise check at this time? Come on, everybody. Let's just give God some thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, glory. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. You've been good all night long. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Bless you. Bless your name. Bless your name, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Thank you so much. Wow, I say you. Ooh, yes, there is a praise in the house this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. My. Hey. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my. It sounds, it's such a sweet aroma that's sounding right now, and I tell you, we certainly do not want to interrupt the worship that's here today. Amen. And we want to continue the spirit of worship and giving God praise and thanks for what he's doing. And I just need to check from orders of from headquarters. As you know, our chief is our taking a sabbatical, a much needed sabbatical, and glory be to God that he's left certain people, amen, in charge to do certain things. And I understand we have our Ambassador Dr. Stiff, who was scheduled to be today, but I understand Ambassador-elect LaTanya Williams will be assisting today. So, and then Ambassador Dr. Stiff will be assisting on Thursday. So we just need to check, amen, the congregational portals here and see, has Ambassador-elect LaTanya Williams, has she entered the sanctuary? Ambassador Elect Williams, are you here? Okay, well, this is what we're just going to need to do. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, all right, well, look, we're all going to have to work together today, okay?
Yes.
We're all just going to have to work together as we just hold up our chief's arm. So please do not be offended if I call on you or ask you to do something. Please don't be offended, but just do the best you can, okay? I know it may not be our comfort zones, but just know we're all trying, okay? Glory be to God, and I know everybody that's listening from all around the world, you too can just jump in as well, or you can press one on your handset, and we'll bring you into. Look, nobody is an island today. We're just here to get a job done for the Lord. I'm going to ask those that are on the monitors, as soon as you see Ambassador-elect Williams enter, please give us the signal. All right, so we're just going to carry on until we hear from her. Is that all right? All right, glory be to God. Somebody say thank you.
Thank you.
Somebody give God some more praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, good, good, good. God, good, God. Good God from Zion. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Oh, my. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, my God. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful Savior. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask somebody if you would get a scripture. Prepare to give us a scripture. And I'm going to ask Ambassador-elect Frost, and she's usually here, if she'd prepare a scripture for us today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as she prepared the scripture, we would love for all of you to prepare, amen, to come off of mute and identify yourself. We'd just like to know who all we have here with us in the studio. Okay? All right. Glory to God. And you don't have to be afraid. If it's more than praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God to be alive. Just bear with us. I'm working a few gadgets here in the boardroom. So if you don't hear my voice, just know that we're still here. And just come up to the portal. We're going to go to the praise reports in a moment. But in the meantime, if Ambassador-elect Bernita Frasson could prepare a scripture for us. Ambassador-elect Frasson, are you here? Hello, let's test and see. Ambassador-elect Frasson, are you here?
Yes,
oh, praise the Lord. God bless you, Ambassador-elect. Could you prepare a scripture for us this morning?
Okay, I certainly will.
All right, we certainly appreciate it. We'll be back in a moment as we just check and see who all we have. Does everybody just identify themselves? We just want to know who all we have. All right, we have.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
This is Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall. I'm on the line as well. Good morning to everyone.
Well, God bless you. Good morning. And tell us where you're from. Ambassador Hall.
I am from Kansas City, and I do attend Amazing Grace International with our ambassador, our chief ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Oh, wonderful. And thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ambassador-elect Hall. Oh, wow. Awesome. Awesome. Yes? The lines are open. Just drop in if she did. I like how she did that. Oh, wow. Yes.
Ambassador-elect Mother Digby, Illinois.
Oh, wonderful. Mother Digby, Illinois. Wow. Thank you.
Ambassador-elect Jolene Garnett from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, wonderful. Chicago, wonderful. Thank you. Yes.
Representing Amazing Grace International in Kansas City, where the pastor is Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. This is Ambassador Gina Hodges saying good morning to all.
Well, good morning to you. Thank you, Ambassador Hodges. Oh, wow.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stitt, and I will be with you on Thursday. God bless you all the way from Arkansas, where he is Lord. Hallelujah.
Good God, everybody. Ambassador Dr. Stitt, thank you. Yes, we're looking forward to Thursday. Yes, go right ahead.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern, and I'm calling all the way from North Chicago, Illinois, where my church home is Peace of God Outreach Ministries, and my pastors are Doctors Ambassadors Gary and Patricia Stern, and God bless you, and woman of God, Ambassador, if there's anything you want me to do, I am on duty. God bless you is my prayer.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern, all with North Chicago. Give Pastor Amen our regards as well. Oh, my. Yes. My God. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Yes. Come on. Who else we have?
Good morning. Good morning. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. So glad to be alive. Ambassador Dr. Pfeiffer, all the way from Louisville, Kentucky, giving God a shout out from Temple of Revelation Church, where I am the pastor and overseer. And God bless everyone.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Pfeiffer, pastor from Kentucky. Thank you. Oh, my Lord. Yes, yes. Come on.
This is Sister Lucille from Kansas City, Kansas. And I go to Amazing Grace Church of God in Christ with Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Oh, wow. Wow. Thank you so much. Wow. My. Yes. Come on.
This is Ambassador-elect Hendricks from Georgia 912 area.
Well, God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, come on. Keep it coming.
This is Sister Farshi from Salt Lake City, Utah. And my church is Kingdom Church of God in Christ. We changed the name from Ebenezer to Kingdom now. So we still Kingdom Church of God in Christ.
Wow. Praise the Lord. God bless you. And you all the way from what state?
Utah. Salt Lake City, Utah.
My God. Salt Lake is here, Utah. My. Yes. Come on. Keep it coming.
Hey, man. This is Ambassador-elect Deacon Darden from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And my church is Shekinah Life Deliverance Ministries, but my pastors are Clarence and Yvette DeBose.
Oh, wow. Thank you, my Lord. Michigan is in the house. Thank you so much, Ambassador-elect Darden. Oh, wow. It is a wonderful day.
I am looking forward to hosting the prayer line tomorrow morning.
And we're looking forward to having you. Thank you so much. My. Yes, who else? Come on. Who else we have?
Rick from North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Oh, wow. Fayetteville. My. Thank you so much, Ambassador-elect Rick. Good God Almighty. Yes, keep coming. Hello? God bless.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila from Connecticut, 860. Our church is Zion's First Baptist Church of Middletown, Connecticut. My pastor is Reverend Carlton Giles. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Connecticut's in the house. Thank you so much, Sister Sheila. Oh, God bless you. Good morning.
This is Ambassador-elect Frierson from Michigan. And my church is Grace for the Nation in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh,
this
wow.
Ambassador-elect Mother Wilson from Memphis, Tennessee. My church is Gloryland Church of God in Christ in Southwestville, Arkansas. But I live in Memphis, Tennessee. Pastor Ella Willie Wilson. God bless you. Good to be on the prayer line.
God bless you. Oh, wow. Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you so much. Yes.
And I'm Ambassador-elect Austin in Texas, area code 325. My church is Miracle Temple Church of God in Christ under Superintendent Jackie Allen.
Oh, wow. Wow. Thank you so much. That was Michigan, right?
Texas.
I'm sorry, Texas. Wonderful. Texas is in the house. Good God Almighty. Yes, come on. Keep it coming.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador-elect Ann Johnson in Bronx, New York. My church is St. Samuel Cathedral Church of God in Christ. Superintendent Amos F. Kemper III.
Wow. The Bronx is being represented. New York is in the house. Thank you so much, Ambassador-elect Johnson. Good God Almighty. Is there another? Good God Almighty. Well, there are many others I know, and some of you may be hesitant to identify where you're from. But the Lord has so set it up that we see who we have in our midst. These are not renegades. Some people are like renegades. They are, you know, not under nobody's umbrella. They're not, because they don't believe in having nobody to lead them. But these are all leaders that have leaders. And have you noticed the joy in everybody's voice? They are very, you know, grateful and thankful for their leader. Their leaders, they're not embarrassed, you know, and they say it with such, what's it called, pride and gladness. And those are the kind of people that God needs in his army. And we want to say thank you all, because we know we have good people. When you got good followers, good leaders, it's just good. I heard Ambassador Pfeiffer say the other day, you know, how we have a whole lot of good people on First Fruits. And I want to thank you all for coming up and allowing your voice to be heard, because we know all of you are busy, and we do want to thank you all for being here, and may God forever bless you. And at this time, we're going to ask, hallelujah, Ambassador-elect Frasen, if she'd come at this time and give us the scripture.
Certainly. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I would like to read in your hearing Psalms 24, verses 7 through 10. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Salah. I read in your hearing Psalm 24, verses 7 through 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and the doers of this word.
Oh, thank you so much. And that's what we want to do today. Oh, as Ambassador-elect Frasen has just read in our hearing, we want to open up and allow the King of glory to come in. His presence is here. We have felt him already, but we want to just open up more and allow the King to come in. And as we open up to allow the King of glory to come in, let us never forget, amen, our great leader on this line in this ministry, whom God has given, the great visionary in the name by the name of, thank you, Jesus, our international ambassador by the name of Dr. Bernard Johnson, who's an international sheik of this ministry, whom God has given him a vision. And this vision, I'm telling you, it spans all around the globe. We have, can you imagine, more than 100 million listeners on a daily basis, more than 195 countries chiming in on a daily basis in the morning and at night. Glory be to God. The platform has already been set. The stage has already been prepared. And I'm telling you, we take a moment and send a shout out to our International Chief Ambassador. Amen. To our First Lady, International First Lady Ambassador, Lady Betty. To, amen, our International Mother to the Nations, Mother Adelie Johnson. Glory be to God. To the core, and to those who have, especially the founder. You never know the things that a founder goes through in putting together and in walking in obedience to God so that the vision will benefit all of us. So we take a moment. And also, he isn't with us today, as you know, he's taking a sabbatical, but he sends his love to each and every one of you, and all of us know how much he loves all of us, you know. And that's a godly love. That's a godly love, so we don't want to get it twisted. We know it's a godly love, and we thank God for that. And also, he is very much concerned, and he sent his condolences, amen, to Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern in the homegoing of her spiritual father. And he very much, you know, are touched and asked us to send those condolences, and he wants to follow up, amen, and get that fax number to, you know, where to send it, you know, what he normally does. If you just text that fax number to him, I'm quite sure he'll be able to follow up and do what he always does out of concern. But just know he loves you, and he's praying for you, and he has you and the church family and your husband at heart. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And as on the behalf of First Fruits, we send our condolences as well. Oh, my. It's a great day knowing that God does not forget about us when we lose someone that's dear to us. It's not a moment that we weep, but it's a moment that, you know, we do feel. But the most wonderful thing about this process is that our faith grows stronger. When we lose those that are dear to us, our faith emerges stronger. Amen? So we send our prayers out as well. And may God forever bless you. We love you, Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern and Pastor Gary Stern. And may God forever bless you and the congregation and all of you that are a part of that great work as well as a part of this ministry. Oh, my, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you, Jesus. In fact, let's just take a moment and have a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you so much. And, Lord, we come together to pray together, Lord, from the bottom of our heart. Lord, please forgive us of everything we've ever done wrong. Forgive us of all the offenses and all of the things that we've done, how we have injured you and injured others. And please forgive us. And, Lord, we forgive everybody who's ever injured us. And forgive everybody, Lord. Oh, God, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. Father, oh, we thank you. No, we thank you. Lord, save us and fill us with your spirit all over again on this fifth day. Stamp your seal of approval on each and every one of us. We pray in behalf, not only for ourselves, but for everybody that's in this jurisdiction, everybody that's in this. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you right now. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Now, Father, just look on Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern and her husband and the church family and, oh, God, all of those that were a part of this great work. I understand the apostle's name was, I believe she often says it, Apostle Hinton. But, Lord, you know the work. And it's something special when it's a spiritual father. But, Lord, you know what to do. And we ask you to pour in your comfort. We ask you to allow them to merge even stronger. Allow them to remember what he has poured into them and take it to another level. Help them to just get on fire and just take everything that you deposited in them that's good and help them to go forth and, Lord, just reach nations just like they've never done before. Heal their heart. Faith emerge even stronger. Circumference them. We thank you. We praise you now for what you will do. You know how to do it. We don't have to tell you. You know, because this is your major expertise area. Comfort. Comforting is what you do best than anyone. And we thank you for it. And we call it done. And let this home going be a great service. Let the place that they choose to have the ceremony be large enough to accommodate, oh God, everybody who desire to come. And Lord, let the stage be set. Let it be aired around the world. Lord, let souls be saved. Let there be a new birthing, oh God, of giants to come forth as a result of a celebration of a general that's come home. And we say thank you. Ah. In Jesus' name, you let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, my, my, my. Anybody else desire to pray real quick for amen, our dear sister, and hallelujah in the Lord and their ministry? Please, please, you feel the Spirit, go ahead. Look, there's no little U's, no big I's, no little U's. We're all in this together. Just take a moment.
Well, if praise the Lord. I feel like praying myself this morning.
Oh, please, please, go ahead.
Really, amen. I just had been shut down, amen, praise the Lord. But I do know that the saints have been praying. I'm not in this alone, amen.
Yeah.
There are so many, 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 many people of God that was chief apostle. Spiritual father, I know some on the line may know the great impact that he had over the nation. He was a giant to the nation. And so I certainly feel so much better. If his son can stand up and preach the word of God on Sunday and his family is going on, certainly could pull up. Amen. It's a hard week, but we're going to do it together. So many have come in to bless the house. Amen. His house is a big house, but yet it's still the going to be in a big place.
Wait a minute. Let me see.
Please mute your line. Excuse me. Do apologize for that. But
that's
whoever.
Okay. I don't know what you're doing. Yes. I've given you enough time to do it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Go right ahead, Ambassador Dr. Stern.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I know you asked for prayer. Amen. And I certainly want to jump in and help our sister, amen, Ambassador Hagan, because she had to take this assignment. She's working in the background and still trying to carry first fruit, amen, without the one that was supposed to be on. But we can do this together and make this day prosperous to those that are on the line. I feel so much better, and I certainly want to thank
the saints of God that has been lifting me up, and I'm just a little person in this. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I certainly am going to lift up those that have been really working by his side greater than me. He made me the mother to them. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I just want to, this is first fruit line, and I don't want to go into anything. I have a double rejoicing this weekend. This weekend I'm going to be not only celebrating life, but life going to glory. But I'm celebrating my birthday this weekend, and oh my God, and my husband and I will be celebrating 40 years of marriage, all of this at one time for little old me. So I'm rejoicing in the Lord for all of the things that he's done for me. I certainly want to impart a prayer this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. All of you all that have a prayer, just join in together. We're just going by the Spirit today. Sometimes we go by our schedule and go by our format, but sometimes the Lord break up that fallow ground and allow his Holy Spirit to come in. And I just believe we just need to find the adversary on every hand. Oh, and in Jesus' name, Pastor Ambassador Hagen has picked up and done a wonderful job, but she can't do it all. She can't run the program and then be the MC at the same time. So we know that. So whatever the gifts that God has given us to do, we come in and work this. Amen. We thank God for all of you that are on the line this morning. We certainly thank her for allowing us to share where we're coming from. And we know that there are so many more yet that did not get that opportunity to, well, they had the opportunity, but they chose not. But we know that there are many on this line. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're going to just thank the Lord for his goodness. We've already given him thanks and praise. And I just want to impart a prayer. And wherever the Lord allows the woman of God to send us, let's support what we are a part of. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to pray for Chief Ambassador today. Amen. For Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all of the ambassadors, all of the ambassador elects, their mothers on this line. Amen. Thank God for our mothers. Amen. There are so many on the line, and we're just going to pick up and go through and do what the Lord tells us to do. Amen. So as we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We come this morning with a humble heart, O God, and we come and humble ourselves up under the almighty hands of God, and we lift you up, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, this morning we come, and we ask, O God, that you come in on this first fruit prayer line. O God, in the name of Jesus, what the enemy meant for evil, God, you meant it for the good. In the name of Jesus, we lift up every servant, oh God, that is on this line this morning. In the name of Jesus, we don't have to wonder what you're going to do, God, because you already perfected that thing in us, concerning us in Christ Jesus. We come right now, God, and we place that anointing on the line this morning. Devil, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come right now in your name, and we rebuke the adversary in the mighty name of Jesus. You would not take over today. This is the work of the Lord, and it's marvelous in his sight. We thank you, oh God, this morning for Ambassador Julie Hagen, oh God, that took it upon herself, oh God, to orchestrate and to be the orchestrator this morning, God. And we lift our hands up before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning we thank you for her gifts, oh God, and for her ministry. Allow the operation of the first fruit to go forward, oh God, through the audio and the video nationwide. In the name of Jesus, we love our God, and we thank you for our sister, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come right now and we pray for the first fruit prayer line. We pray for everyone that is connected, oh God, to the ministry of Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come right now and we lift up one another. Oh God, if there's any of us this morning, we say call on the
elders of the church. Oh, God, and the elders are on the line this morning. And, God, we lift them up in the name of Jesus. We come right now, God, and we pray, oh, God, for the first family, a first family this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Mother Adley Johnson. We come praying, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, that you left her here, oh God, long life longevity to be a blessing to us, oh God, and we thank you for that gift.
Thank you,
woman of God. Thank you for the mother of the nation. Thank you for the biological mother of so many children that she birthed in the natural and then birthed in the spirit, and she's still here, God. We thank you, thank you.
Thank you, God,
for what she stands for. Thank you, oh God, that she taught us about the Holy Ghost. Thank you, oh God, that she taught us how to love. Thank you, oh God, that she knows the word and she lives the word. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen her this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning we lift up her children, every one of them, oh God, one by one, name by name, your children, all those that have a hand, oh God, and extend it to this family in the name of Jesus. Every niece, every nephew, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh God, we pray. We pray for the, oh God, for Lady Betty, Ambassador Lady Betty. Oh God, she too needs a sabbatical. She too, oh God, needs to be strengthened. Oh God, we just thank you for her labor of love. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bless her today. Oh, give her her heart's desire in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I too walk in her shoes and no one understands. The first lady has to go through, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But most of all, God, she is your child. She is your, oh God, anointed vessel. You say, touch not my anointed and do my servant no harm. And God, we lift her up today. Touch her, oh God, where she needs to be touched. Meet every need according to your riches and glory. In Christ Jesus, give her all that she want and all that she need, God, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we lift up their children. We lift up their grandchildren. We lift up Bree today. We lift her up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Put the blood covering around her. Say to the Lord, rebuke ya over the first family today. Say to the Lord, rebuke ya in the name of Jesus. You say every tongue that rises up against them in judgment, you shall condemn it. That's the end of the scripture. No weapon formed against them shall prosper.
No
weapon, no weapon.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, oh God, this morning we put a covering, oh God, a prayer over our chief ambassador. God, as he go before you, oh God, as he wherever he is, we know that he's in the arm and the safety of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give him strength. Give him rest, Lord God, in Jesus. Oh God, I know being a leader is hard to go on a sabbatical, but oh God, you require us rest. Even you went, oh God, and yourself in the Garden of Gethsemane, so you Lord can hear from God. And God, give him strength, give him rest, make him fresh, God, fresh anointed. Although all of us have the God, he need a fresh anointed. He needs a fresh anointed, Lord God. The hands that hang down in the name of Jesus. Bless him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless his vision. God, bless hands, oh God, of the labor that you put in his hands to do, oh God. For he carried many works, oh God. Hey, glory to God. Bless, oh God, the ministry of amazing grace. Bless the people there, God. Oh God, as he go on his face. Them go on their face, oh God, and seek your face a lot, saith the Lord God Almighty. Oh God, when the shepherd is before God, the sheep should be before God. Oh God,
they know that the shepherd needs strength. He needs the strength of the people to hold him up, saith the Lord God Almighty. Oh God, even us, oh hey, even us, oh God, should take some time to yield unto the Spirit and pray, oh God, for our chief ambassador. Pray for our leaders, pray for your shepherd, in the name of Jesus. Pray ye one for another. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Brothers keeper, we are the watchmen on the door. We are the ones that God has called in these last and even days to see the face of God like never before, to pray ye one for another. We need one another today on this first new prayer line. Oh God, we lift up the bereaved families, oh God. Oh God. All of them said, we lift up the Hinton family. We lift up Miami.
Yes,
oh God, I'm soldier that did what you told him to do, oh God. The impact of so many people, Lord God. Last night it was just a rehearsal, and the church was full for just a rehearsal because impact. Oh God, you left us here, oh God, to do what you put in our hands to do, oh God. Now, whether the impact is 10 people or 10,000 people, the effect is just the same if we're winning souls unto the Lord. You say those that win souls unto the Lord are wise vessels in the name of Jesus. And we pray, oh God, whatever we do on first fruit prayer line, whatever we do on the blog line, whatever we do on the youth prayer line, that we're winning souls, oh God. Even some could be saved, but they're drawing closer to you, oh God. And that's all we want. It's a closer walk with you, oh God. Nearer, my God, to thee. Bless the day. The cry is here for us today. The call is here for us today. The anointing is putting us in stronger than ever before. Oh God, give us a hunger and a thirst after righteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we just want to thank you. We just want to love on you today, Lord. We just want to bless your holy name. Oh, glory to God. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, oh, Most High. And Lord, we thank you today, and we bless your wonderful name because, oh, God, it's a pleasure to even be in your presence. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, and we love you, and we give all the glory. Hey, glory to God this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, is our strength, saith the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. God bless you all on this morning. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Back into your hands. Amen. Hodges, Ambassador Feifel, Ambassador Stiff, Ambassador, amen. All of us, every last one of us, according to the word, are ambassadors of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, to give my strength, because inner strength is what we need. We may look good on the outside, but inner strength, oh God, give everything. People, I impart a prayer of inner strength. Hey, glory to God. Inner strength. Hallelujah. In the soul, in the heart, in the mind. Oh, God, some of our people are feeble on the line, but God lift them up in the Messiah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. It works. Yes, it does. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the dunamis power. Thank you, oh God, that we can reach up for help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Oh, yes, you are. You are help, Lord God.